Make up with God. Confess your sins. Then your life will have peace. Then you'll get everything back that you lost, and you'll be rich. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 74. In this podcast, we are reading through the Bible in 1 year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Welcome. If you'd like to contact me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today, we're checking in with Job and his so-called friends in Job 21 and 22. If you'd like to know what Bible translation I'm using today, that info is at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode number 74. This is a listener-supported show, but also is brought to you in part by my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. I just finished doing a complete revamp on the website over there, and I would really like for you to see it. Version 2 of the website is a huge improvement over version 1. It looks a lot better, and the shopping experience is a lot smoother. Take a look at easybiblenamesguide.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first chapter. You'll get all the names that begin with the letter A, plus a promo code to get $5 off any purchase in the store. That's easybiblenamesguide.com. Our Heavenly Father, as we open your word today, I pray that you would speak to each one who hears. Open our hearts, Lord. Open our ears to hear. Open our eyes to see what you have for us today. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Job chapter 21. Then Job answered, "Listen carefully to my remarks and let that comfort you. Bear with me so I can speak, I myself. And after my reply, you can mock. Are my complaints against another human? Why is my patience short? Turn to me and be appalled. Lay your hand over my mouth. If I recall it, I'm scared. Shaking seizes my body. Why do the wicked live, grow old, and even become strong? Their children are always with them, their offspring in their sight, their houses safe from dread, God's punishing stick not upon them. Their bull always breeds successfully. Their cows give birth and never miscarry. They send forth their little ones like sheep. Their infants bounce around. They raise drum and lyre, rejoice at the sound of a flute. They spend their days contentedly, go down to the grave peacefully. They say to God, 'Turn away from us. We take no pleasure in knowing your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what can we gain if we meet him? Look, isn't their well-being the work of their own hands? A sinner's logic is beyond me. How often does the lamp of the wicked flicker or disaster come upon them, with its fury inflicting pain on them? Let them be like straw in the wind, like dry grass stolen by a storm. God stores up his punishment for his children. Let him destroy them so they know. Let their own eyes witness their doom. Let them drink from the Almighty's wrath. What do they care about their household after they die, when their numbered days are cut off? Will they instruct God, he who judges the most powerful? Someone dies in wonderful health, completely comfortable and well, their buckets full of milk, their bones marrow-filled and sound. Another dies in bitter spirit, never having tasted the good things. They lie together in the dust, and worms cover them. Look, I know your thoughts. Your plans harm me. You say, where is the official's house? Where is the tent, the dwelling of the wicked? Haven't you asked travelers or paid attention to their reports? On the day of disaster, the wicked are spared. On the day of fury, they are rescued. Who can criticize their behavior to their faces? They act, and who can avenge them? They are carried to their graves. Someone keeps guard over their tombs. The soil near the desert stream bed is sweet to them. Everyone marches after them, those before them beyond counting. How empty is your comfort to me! Only deceit remains in your responses." Job chapter 22. Then Eliphaz from Teman answered, "Can a human being be useful to God? Can an intelligent person bring profit? Does the Almighty delight in your innocence? Does he gain when you perfect your ways? Does he rebuke you for your piety, bring you in for judgment? Isn't your wickedness massive, your inquiry endless? You've taken payments from your family for no reason, stripped the naked, leaving no clothes, denied water to the thirsty, withheld bread from the starving. The powerful own land, the favored live in it. You have sent widows away empty, crushed orphans' resources. For this reason, snares surround you. Sudden dread brings panic to you or a darkness that you can't see. Rushing water will cover you. Isn't God in the heights of heaven? See how high the topmost stars are. You say, what does God know? Can he judge through thick clouds? Clouds conceal him so he can't see while he walks on heaven's rim. Will you keep the ancient way traveled by sinful persons who were snatched prematurely when a river flooded their foundations, who say to God, turn away from us, what can the Almighty do to us? Yet he filled their houses with good things. A sinner's logic is beyond me. The righteous see and rejoice. The innocent mock them. Our enemies are certainly cut off. Fire will devour what's left of them. Get along well with God and be at peace. From this, something good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth. Put his words in your mind. If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored, if you keep wrongdoing out of your tent. Lay your prized possession in the dust, your gold from Ophir on a rock in a desert stream bed. The Almighty will be your prized possession, silver piled up for you. Then you will take pleasure in the Almighty. Lift up your face to God. You will pray to him, and he will hear you. You will fulfill your solemn promises. If you decree something, it will stand. Light will shine on your ways. When they are humbled, you will say, cheer up. God will rescue the lowly. He will deliver the guilty. They will be saved by your pure hands. Well, we already know that much of what Job's friends have said to him thus far have been ill-conceived and hurtful. Today in chapter 22, part of what Eliphaz had to say is being said by some very popular preachers today. And the message is just plain wrong, not to mention destructive to some people's faith. I've seen it happen. What was Eliphaz's message? He said, basically, make up with God, confess your sins, then your life will have peace. Then you'll get everything back that you lost, and you'll be rich. If you say something, it will come true. You'll never have any more problems. Does that sound familiar? Anybody else saying that today? This is a terrible message because it just isn't true. Having an easy life or getting rich has never been the reason the Bible gives to follow God. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. The Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Philippians, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. David, of whom God said, a man after my own heart, feared for his life when King Saul was chasing him. So being a godly person is not a guarantee of prosperity or health or ease. There are so many scriptures that tell us that we can expect troubles in this life, but that God will be with us through those times. When any preacher tells you that all you need is faith, faith and more faith, and by that faith you'll be magically healed, drive a big fancy car, and live in the finest neighborhood, well, he's lying to you, to line his own pockets. And I shudder to think of how many people have turned from God because this kind of faith does not work. Preachers like this look good and they sound good, and there are people everywhere looking for a way out of poverty or who are sick or just want an easy way to the top who fall for these lies. When you hear this kind of message, run. Don't walk to the nearest exit. Find a place that teaches the entire Word of God, not a place that cherry picks. Let me know your thoughts. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Isaiah, chapters 56 through 61. Will you join me? I sure hope so. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.